The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Wednesday. Almost the end of the month, folks. 29th day of January 2020. We're already 1/12 past, well, it, yeah. Where's the time going? Are we having fun yet? Don Wiskin. Hello, Don, Mr. Extendivite himself, Mr. Healthy. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, John, and how are you doing?
Well, we talked before you coming on air today. I guess I'm okay.
Yeah.
Health-wise, I am doing just fine. I'm in the pink. Other than that, I got lawyers climbing up my backside. I'm being sued for pictures I was sent for food stuff for our website. Allison C. people don't seem to be real pleased with me. I never advertised Allison C. We just put it on the store. I think in the last year we sold maybe a half a dozen bottles, but there's a guy at another network that thought that domain was all of his, and that was his formula. He created it. I was a doctor over in England, and I'd ask if you'd ever heard of Allison C., and apparently you didn't.
So no, I hadn't.
It's now being touted as this new virus coming out of China. It can kill that virus. And I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking, well, wait a minute here. Extendivite, what is the main ingredient in that? That's garlic, and there's all kinds of other good things in there, ginkgo biloba, all kinds of good stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, so if garlic gets rid of the new virus, whatever it is, then the people that have been on Extendivite are already protected.
Yeah, you're right. Basically, the garlic is an allicin. That's the active ingredient. And cayenne has more vitamin C than oranges. So, yes, you know, if you take Extendivite for, I would say, 3 to 4 months, it's boosting your natural immune system. And, well, I don't catch colds. So I think the new coronavirus is kind of a cold of some form that hits your immune system. And, you know, the Extendivite boosts your immune system with all those 7 herbs that we're using.
And I am rather fascinated that you've been around for quite some time. Your product, and people have got to know this, the country of Canada ran you through the mill. They don't like anybody making any products up there unless it, and this is the Health Canada, the NPN, they're testing every batch of your Extendivite, and it's all got to be tested. They got to make sure that it's safe for human consumption, which of course it is, but you have to have the Domini Domini here from Health Canada in order to do this. So you're jumping through all of these hoops, you know, to quiet the nerves of Health Canada. And I don't know if it's in Canada like it is here in the United States, unless you get somebody's backing or permission or, you know, permission of some sort to market a product, that somehow that you're a bad guy. I don't know. And it's, you know, pharmaceuticals, they can put as much of that stuff out there. You can get sick and have a spouse die, and then you go to sue them, and then you find out that you're not even in a regular court. You're just in a court of, yeah, we'll pay you off, but here's the line that you got to sign on. It's the non-disclosure. So, you know, sue us, and we'll give you this money, but you can't talk about it.
Yeah, well, in Canada, the NPN, that's a natural product number, it allows us to say that Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower cholesterol in adults. So we're allowed to make certain claims because of the fact that we do have our NPN. But as of December 1st of 2013, if you do not have an NPN number, you're not allowed to produce a natural product in Canada for sale.
Oh, and so you got under the wire 7 years ago. If you would have come out with this in 2014, they would have told you, no, you can't sell it?
No, in 2014, you would have had to apply. Oh. They still have the application forms. I mean, if you want to create a product, you have to apply for an NPN before you're allowed to sell it in our country.
And how much, I wonder, you know, I've heard stories about the Food and Drug Administration about getting approved and all this other stuff. And we're talking, in many cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, this isn't quite so bad. We don't have to do double-blind studies, and we don't have to test it all out that way. But the first time that I approached a consulting company to help me with this, they quoted me $16,000 just to put the paperwork together. And, you know, that's a lot. But basically what Health Canada has is monograms of every one of these herbs and how they work. And so, you know, as we gave them more and more information, they built their portfolio of the herbs, and it just kept making it easier and easier because now they have all these monograms of how the herbs work, and they can say yay or nay a lot easier. But in the beginning, they started all of this in 2000, and it was all based on they were going to just get rid of all of the natural products, but because of traditional Chinese medicine, they had to do something because there was people who were fighting them in court and winning, so they couldn't just throw us all away. I mean, there are benefits. Like in Europe and Germany, for instance, hawthorn, which is, you know, a main ingredient in our product, it is approved by the German Commissionee as a cardiac tonic, and it is good for your heart. And doctors would prescribe an herbal based concoction, something like Extendivite, for the pharmacist to make for you to take as the patient. And, you know, over 40% of doctor prescribed medicine in Germany is natural. So, you know, they try natural products on you first before they put you on allopathic medicine, because they believe that, you know, if we can fix you with something natural, then let's get you going. But, you know, if you're too bad for something natural, we'll put you on these pills and we'll make you worse. So,
Well, and it's rather fascinating to me that prior to get a medical license, at least in this country, you're going to med school, you know, you had to take classes on homeopathic remedy. Because this was before the pharma cartels figured out that, well, we can go into laboratories, we can duplicate chemically what comes from Mother Nature naturally, and of course we'll have our approval and all our lawyers and all this, and we're going to build this big cabal, and, well, we really kind of look down on this homeopathic stuff, and who are these people making these health claims? But as you have, my friend, done your due diligence and dug into all this stuff, you know what you're doing, and you've known what you have been doing for a very long time. You know you're making a product that is helping people, you know, and, you know, I thank God we don't have to have a release slip or something if we order Extendivite that, well, you know, I'll take this product of my own volition and I'm not going to hold anybody responsible. These are natural herbs. You know, the pharma cartels, they open up these laboratories, come up with all these whiz-bang new drugs and everything else, and they think, yeah, we're going to save the world with this. It's stupefying, Don. It's just mind-boggling.
Yeah, well, most drugs are made from some herb or some natural remedy that they have isolated the properties of it, and then they've added certain things to it so they could get a patent on it, because you can't patent a natural product. Like, I can't patent garlic. I can't patent hawthorn or cayenne or valerian or milk thistle or ginkgo biloba or bilberry. These things are all natural. But once you make some changes, like aspirin, that was made from willow bark. And, you know, now they sell lots and lots of aspirin. You know, it's used as a blood thinner. Your doctor always wants you to take aspirin. Oh, come on, take an 81 gram or 81 milligram coated aspirin. It's big money, and the pharmaceutical companies are really making big money off of it. And, you know, as we saw with opiates, which caused all kinds of problems, but they had the pain pills out there, and people got addicted to them, and it was big, big money. And now they're trying to get people off of them, and it's really a sad situation, but it's all about greed.
Well, it's all about that bottom line. And if you're corporations, you got to have boards, and if you got boards, you got stockholders, and, you know, they're just there for bottom line to earn the shareholders as much money as they possibly can. Well, kind of, sort of. You know, cayenne pepper, you know, this stuff, folks, just cayenne pepper alone, it's been used for both food and medicine. Oh, I don't know. Let me see. For 9,000 years?
Yeah, maybe more.
Maybe more. Yeah. It stimulates your body's circulation. And this is exactly what cayenne pepper does.
You know, when you think about it, herbs have been around. Well, women used to collect the herbs and cook them and supply them to the men. You know, they made the medicine and everything. But as time went on, men wrote down what these herbs did, and they became the herbalists. But it was women originally who found the herbs and, you know, saw what they were doing to keep their men healthy while they were out hunting and supplying food for the family. So,
well, it what is this fibrinolytic activity?
Okay.
It says it helps prevent blood clots. It's the reason why cayenne pepper is so effective to prevent heart attacks. The capsaicin in the cayenne pepper helps to clear away artery, narrowing lipid deposits, and dilates arteries and blood vessels.
Yeah.
You know, we were being told hardening of the arteries, and, you know, that became part of the folklore of America. And we even come up with sayings. Well, what are you doing? Oh, I don't know. I'm just sitting around listening to my arteries harden. You know, this is not an ideal situation. And when you talk to people about proper diet, and there again, you have businesses out there promoting all sorts of stuff. Well, here's your proper diet, and this is what you need, and this is how much your intake should be, and blah, blah, blah. Everybody gets into the nutrition game. Everybody plays that game as what you should and shouldn't do. Well, they were telling us that these fats and all this stuff is very bad for you. Well, I seem to remember Eskimos, what's their main intake diet? You're pretty close to them up there. They eat a lot of fat, a lot of blubber. So why aren't the Eskimos falling down with heart attacks? I don't get it.
Because they've been eating that diet for so long, their body has adapted to it, and they do very well. It's the climate, and it's where they are.
Well, and the garlic itself.
They don't have garlic up there.
Yeah, no, I'm saying garlic itself, it's been prized since the first records of civilization. And treating of wounds, infections, tumors, intestinal parasites. I mean, it's real easy to test for cholesterol. The blood pressure thins the blood, which also reduces your risk of heart attack and stroke, and fights bacteria like an antibiotic. Holy mackerel.
Yeah. That's why I was saying it can boost your immune system, and you don't have to, you know, get too excited about, you know, the coronavirus. And it's not like the corona beer.
Yeah, somebody made a bad joke the other day about corona and said something about, and I said, well, how many coronas do you have? I need a case. I don't need a half a case. Give me a whole case. Does that come with a twist of lime? Hawthorn.
Yeah.
Hawthorn here. This has gone back since the Middle Ages. And that's to support and normalize cardiovascular functions. Europeans' studies have shown that botanical increases the blood flow to the heart, the brain, protects the heart from irregular beats. Not if you're in love. You can't do anything about that. Enhances the strength of heart contractions, mildly lowers the blood pressure. Compounds in hawthorn can protect the heart against oxygen deprivation, a condition that often leads to angina. And if any of you folks out there have ever had angina pain, they ain't got to tell you, it feels like a damn heart attack. It may be a prelude to heart attack. Many people have been taking this that have had existing. No. Don, we're not talking about something preventative. I always like the preventative stuff, because if you drink 9 glasses of orange juice, you'll never get ringworm. Okay, I may or may not. Well, that's a hell of a claim. But many people that are taking Extendivite have existing, let me underscore, existing health problems. They got high blood pressure. They got a bunch of stuff that's going wrong, and they don't quite know what to do about it. Well, you and your research and what you've done, you put together this property. And let me just go through this, folks, because I told Don a long time ago that, you know what, I'm waking up in the morning and my calves are killing me. It was like somebody, I either ran a marathon and I didn't drink enough water and I'm cramping up. But here I am waking from a sleep, and I'm feeling my legs. They feel like 2 logs, and they're hurting like hell. And you said what? You told me, well, chances are that's blood circulation problems. I said, okay. I did my due diligence. I did my Extendivite every day. Don, guess what I don't wake up to in the morning now?
Restless leg syndrome.
Bingo. And if we've noticed, folks, remember how those restless leg syndrome commercials kind of came and then went? People started to question, well, wait a minute, what the hell is restless leg syndrome? Does that mean before I wake up I'm flopping around like a fish out of water? What's the deal here? And they made this big deal out of it, go see your doctor, get this prescription, this, that, and the other. And all of a sudden, all that disappeared. Well, I didn't know it was restless leg syndrome. All I knew, I was waking up and my legs were hurting. I mean bad. So I got on the Cardivite. Guess what happened, folks, or Extendivite? It went away. It's gone. And you folks out there, this is what happens as you age. You know, your circulatory system, your little pumper, it's called the heart. You know, you got to have those arteries open, those veins open, little capillaries and all this. It's for the body to process, metabolize, and do what it's supposed to do. But are you having problems? Your toes often go cold? Your fingers, arms, or legs go to sleep? Yeah. Cramps in the hands when writing? Writer's cramp? They used to call that writer's cramp? Sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe? Tingling sensation in your lips or fingers? Short walks cause cramping or pains in your legs? Hell, I remember my kid had never seen a professional football game, so the Lions were visiting to Dallas, and we went up to Dallas Well, of course, you have to park 10 miles from there unless you want to pay $52.92 to park in the more, you know, closer areas of the stadium. And there I was, and I remember this like it was yesterday, traipsing hither and yon, and my legs are just killing me. And I'm going, well, what the hell is this? You know, I had absolutely no idea what it was. Well, lo and behold, got on the Extendivite. Guess what? Went bye-bye. Now I can take walks pain-free. The memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Well, what about you folks who are waking up with swollen ankles, and then you get cankles during the rest of the day? That's circulatory problems. That is water buildup in your legs, and your body's not able to shove that stuff through. The exact process, do you know more about that, Don, of how that works and pumping all that stuff out?
I do, yes. Your heart doesn't pump below your knee, and that's why when you're inactive, you do get the buildup of fluids. Your calf muscle is actually designed to circulate the blood out of your feet, and people who don't move very much, they have a lot of problems. So, you know, if you sit there and just tap your toes, you'll feel that the blood is starting to move around within your foot, and it goes back up through your body. You feel the cooling sensation of the fresh blood into your feet, and it helps a lot. But, you know, people get put on water pills to reduce the amount of fluids. Congestive heart failure is also a buildup of fluid in the heart lung sac and can cause a lot of problems as well.
Well, most people, Don, are familiar with that sort of thing, like due to leg injuries or surgeries that you've been worked on, and it's invasive, and they're in there messing with stuff, and the body's trying to protect itself by sending fluids, and everything gets, you know, filled up with water.
Yeah. A lot of people who are on Extendivite have had some type of heart problem or heart surgery or stents, and, you know, they just didn't recover as well as they thought they should, and they started taking the Extendivite, and along with their regular medication, I mean, I never tell anyone to quit your doctor's pills, and they started feeling much, much better as time went on. Usually 3 to 6 months down the road, they can't explain how good they feel.
Yeah. Well, and here, and it's like anything else. You don't know what you had until it's gone. And most people don't walk around, they don't get up in the morning and think, okay, gee, I feel pretty good today. They don't get up every morning and checking their health. They just take it for granted. What happens is when stuff starts to go wrong, that's when we start to notice. You know,
absolutely.
You know, you ever had the numbness or heaviness in your arms or legs? Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress? Folks, that's your body sending off signals here. And what I really do appreciate about you, Don, is you want to make people comfortable with what they're doing. The product does work. But what you've said, and again, I'll emphasize here, a lot of people that get on Extendivite, this is not preventative. They already have problems. And then they've already been to their doctor. They're on scripts for this, that, or the other, whether it be blood thinners or for high blood pressure or whatever the case may be. And what you've said to them is, you know, continue with your doctor's care, but have them monitor your health. And what has happened when a lot of people get on this Extendivite, go back into their doctor, and a doctor looks at them and says, well, you're a heck of a lot better. And then the patient tells them, well, I'm on Extendivite. Well, what is that? Well, it's a natural herb supplement. Okay. Well, and a lot of times what medications these doctors have been prescribing, those symptoms disappear because the person is what? Healthier. Ergo, you don't have the symptoms. And you have that doctor monitoring you. And that told me something right there, that look, any time that somebody tells you that, look, keep your doctor informed of what you're doing, and when this guy can't explain how healthy you are, you know, you might spring on him, yeah, I'm doing Extendivite. How many times have you heard that story, Don?
Oh, quite often. Actually, I had a 92-year-old lady called a couple of weeks ago. Her son is a doctor, And he's been quite regular for the Extendivite. He's been taking it for quite a while. He recommended that she take the Extendivite because she runs short of breath easily. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she wasn't able to do a lot of things that she wants to do because she just ran out of breath. And he recommended that she take it. So she called me up and she says, you know, my son's a doctor and he told me to call you because I'm short of breath half the time. So I was just like, great, let's see what happens. So hopefully, you know, 2-3 bottles down the road, you know, 3 or 4 or 5, going to be doing very, very well. And, you know, it was all based on her doctor, her son, who told her, take the product, try it out.
What if
it works for me?
What do you have to lose? You know, people, I've talked to a lot of people over the years, and they're skeptical, and I understand and appreciate. A lot of people have got in the alternative health markets or the homeopathic, and a lot of them are just ripoffs and charlatans. And people have become suspicious. But the one thing, Don, that I really, and I am a little suspicious as well, so I have a tendency to look with a little harder eye at things, if you will. But I've noticed the way you've conducted yourself, how this whole thing has been set up, the stories, the testimonials that people give. Folks, these people aren't paid to say these things. They're happy to say them because they're happy to have their health back. And there ain't, you know, if you don't have your health in this world, I don't give a damn. If you're a millionaire or a billionaire, you don't have your health, guess what? You're living on borrowed time. So
yeah, money can't buy health. But, you know, right this month coming up, February, it's Heart Month. So if you wanted to try it for the first time, it's on sale for the entire month of February. So go to heartdrop.com and check it out and, you know, try it out. Save a few dollars. And most people buy their year's supply right now. We don't hear from some of our regular customers except for once a year. Hmm. And, you know, we're happy for that. And we've been doing this for over 20 years now.
It's amazing. It's a great product. Folks, I can't say enough about it. And I appreciate the care and the approach to this product, how it was formulated, how it was set up, how you take care with the people that are taking your product to keep the doctor informed. Because what you're going to find out, folks, is a lot of the medications that this guy has you on from the pharma cartels are there to alleviate those symptoms. Well, guess what? Those symptoms came by way of a problem. And what Extendivite can do is help go in and eradicate the problem. And the doctor one day is going to look at you and go, I don't know what you've been doing, but keep doing it. Okay, doc, thanks. And by the way, I won't be back for my high blood pressure because I don't need your medications anymore. Live a happier, healthier life, folks, and do it without making these clowns any richer than they already are. Don? I can say it no other way. I know that wasn't delicate, but hey, it is what it is. Folks, the website, heartdrop.com. You want to give them a call, 877-928-8822, or you can go on Amazon and look it up. It's spelled Extendovite, just like it sounds, Extendovite, and you can get it online from Amazon. Do you prefer people do that, or do you like calling and talking to you, or dropping emails or something?
Oh, we get enough people calling us and dropping us emails. It's nice that if they're Amazon Prime members, they can save on the shipping. I'm all about saving money if you can do that, and you know, and it's on sale for the entire month of February, and there's 29 days this year.
By the way, I've been looking at the prices. Extendivite beats the hell out of price-wise, Allison C. Oh, did I just say that? Don Wiskin, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you very much, John.
I appreciate it. Say hey to Babs for me.
I will.
Okay, thanks. Sir. All right.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
CNN clip going viral, and you know how things go viral, folks. It's pretty amazing. This is actually a YouTube video, let me see here. It's only been viewed about 300,000 times. Mikey, you're going to love this one, folks.
Donald Trump couldn't find Ukraine on a map if you had the letter U and a picture of an actual physical crane next to it. He knows that this is, you know, an administration defined by ignorance of the world.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
And so that's partly him playing to their base.
Anyone who supported this president is, at best, looking the other way on racism.
You know, the credulous boomer rube demo that backs Donald Trump, that wants to think that Donald Trump's a smart one, and there, oh, y'all elitists are dumb.
Trump always loves the low information guy.
You elitists with your geography and your maps.
Issue of racism across the country, because that's his base.
Your math and your reading.
Yeah, your reading, you know, your geography.
think you are a joke. And the ad reads, prove them wrong in November. Well,
wow.
By the way, we were just talking a minute ago with Don about this virus and the death toll. I actually had somebody send me information that claimed, and this came from Hal Turner. Yeah. FBI snitch, and he must have done something to piss the FBI on him because they threw him under the bus. Wow. But this coronavirus, death toll climbs to 167,186 cases confirmed worldwide. Now, a reporter is claiming that local media has evidence Beijing is lying about the death toll. You know, British Airways have been canceling their flights to China. Trump has already talked to Xi over the phone. Angry mob spotted in Sichuan. CDC sending representatives to China. And on this goes. Well, meanwhile, 26,632 people are still undergoing medical observation. Another 4,334 cases are still being treated in the hospital. And the CDC has just confirmed that it's sending representatives to China to help suppress the outbreak. Well, several epidemiologists have suggested many of the deaths caused by the coronavirus that surfaced in Wuhan last month have probably slipped through the cracks, either having been misdiagnosed or deliberately attributed to something else. Many suspect that Beijing is concealing the true extent of the outbreak, and now one reporter claims that the Chinese media organization has found proof. The East Asia correspondent for DW cited reports in a tweet claiming the health officials have been secretly moving some bodies directly from the hospital to the crematorium. Also, one thing that China is hiding is the number of deaths caused by the virus. Credible Chinese media outlet interviewed people working at the local crematory centers, confirming that many dead bodies were sent directly to the hospital from the cremation centers, from the hospitals to the cremation centers. But there is all kinds of updates here, and we really don't know. Now, is this the Black Plague kind of thing? Is this the swine flu kind of thing? You know, in other news, the White House has denied weighing a complete shutdown of all passenger air traffic between the U.S. and China. Different governments have been throwing out estimates for the timeline of developing a usable vaccine for the virus. According to CNBC, the latest estimate comes from the Swiss drug giant Novartis, which said finding a vaccine will take over a year, much longer than the timeline for developing a vaccine for SARS 17 years ago. Well, folks, none of these things, SARS, MERS, anything else, has not really turned into on the H1N1, remember the swine flu and all of that stuff, oh, it's going to be a pandemic, millions of people are going to die. Well, they didn't. And by the time they came to market with vaccines, this stuff had already gone through the system and does what a lot of diseases do. It flares up and then it disappears. You know, and a lot of people are thinking that, you know, okay, well, here's another World Health Organization scare to do what? To have people taking vaccines that they do not need, and which very well could be the case. But with something like this, it whoa, what the heck did you just do? Well, that means it's a dirty pot. Now I don't hear anything. quit fiddling over there.
It's too low. You're so low.
No, I don't think it's the... I don't think it's this microphone. Yeah, I think you got a dirty connection someplace. Okay, quit pushing it because you're bursting my eardrums here. Leave it alone. Okay. At any rate. All right, now. And now you're saying it's good? Now that I've lost my hearing. Okay, then. Thank you, Mikey. By the way, I asked Mike prior to the program today, have you heard anything about the Harvey Weinstein trial? Seems like I haven't heard a whole lot. Everything is, including Fox News, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, all this stuff is concerning what? Oh, the trial of Donald Trump. And you're hearing very little about old Harvey. And Harvey has done what I've seen many of the other people that have their proverbial breasts caught in a ringer, so to speak, is they start feigning health problems, and this guy is walking around with a walker. And I was watching him with that walker. It's like, dude, who are you trying to kid here? You're probably experiencing health problems by using the damn walker bent over the way you are. There's nothing wrong with this guy. Well, the trial of disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein continued to escalate on Monday as former assistant on the reality show Project Runway broke down while testifying about the sexual assault she allegedly suffered at his hands. Mimi Haley told the New York City court that she tried to fight Weinstein off, saying that she kept saying no, no, no as he assaulted her. I did reject him, but he insisted every time I tried to get off the bed, he would push me back down and hold me down. Now, she was one of the two women whose allegations make up the current case against Weinstein in New York. She said she had gone to the movie producer's Soho apartment back in 2006 in a car that he'd sent for. She thought she was going to meet him about working on one of his movies, but instead she said Weinstein pushed her on the bed at his home and forcibly engaged in sexual acts despite her repeated protest. You know, Harvey doesn't know the meaning of no. He's great, and he deserves everything that he steals or gets. Now, she went on to say that she recalled thinking, I'm being raped during the attack. She also remembered asking herself, if I scream rape, will someone hear me? Before she finally simply checked out. I couldn't get away from him at all. I checked out and decided to endure it. That was the safest thing I could do. Earlier today, the court heard testimony of Elizabeth Enten, who was Haley's roommate at the time of the alleged attack. She testified that Haley told her about the assault as soon as it happened. And then she came in, started rubbing her shoulders and kissing her, and she said, no, 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 and he wouldn't stop. And then she said, I'm on my period, and he says, I don't care. At which point, you know, she's trying every trick in the book here to try to stave him off. That didn't work. Yeah, this is amazing. By the way, before I play this clip here, somebody got their thing in a ringer here by talking about Kobe Bryant's sexual assaults. There was a guy in Colorado, and I forget, he's a lawyer or something, prosecutor, said, yeah, Kobe Bryant, if he wouldn't have died in that helicopter, we would have caught up with him and he would have stood trial for sexual assault. You know, and I said this yesterday, you know, it's amazing how they canonize. You know, it's almost like sainthood. You know, one of their billion-dollar babies. And then they'll put out the narrative, you know, oh, he helped so many people. Well, there were some people that he just helped himself too. You know, and again, that comes along with the attitude that I'm rich, I can do anything I want to do, and if I get in a jam, I've got high-dollar lawyers I can hire, and they can make things go away. You know, it's the same old game. It isn't justice for all. It's just justice for those that got the biggest duffel bag full of money. So, you know, it's kind of like a self-protection mechanism, isn't it? You know, attack the billion-dollar baby, we'll get the million-dollar lawyers.
Harvey Weinstein sounded upbeat today for day three of his trial.
How are you feeling?
Good.
He walked past reporters with the aid of his walker.
Yeah.
But inside the courtroom, the jurors heard devastating testimony by a former production assistant, Miriam Haley, who claims Weinstein forcibly performed oral sex on her at his home in 2006. Miriam Haley says she met Weinstein at a London movie premiere when she was 25 years old. 2 years later, they met again at the Cannes Film Festival, and she asked him for a job in New York. He got her an entry-level position at one of his TV shows. Studios, Project Runway. Then she says she refused an offer of a trip to Paris with him, but accepted an invitation to his home in Manhattan because she thought it was a business meeting. In court today, Haley broke down as she recalled how Weinstein took her by surprise and lunged at her. The prosecutor asked what happened when he lunged. He was kissing and fondling me. I walked backwards because he was pushing me with his body. He held me down. At that point, I started realizing what was happening. I thought, I'm being raped.
Miriam Haley was detailing graphically what Harvey Weinstein allegedly did to her in 2006. Harvey Weinstein didn't like what he heard. He could be seen at counsel's table, head up, shaking his head no, like, I can't believe she's saying this.
Haley went public with her story at a press conference in 2017.
I remember Harvey afterwards rolling over onto his back saying, don't you feel we're so much closer to each other now? To which I replied, no.
Harvey Weinstein, looking like a broken down old man, trying to get the sympathy of the court. But folks, it's almost like a disease that these power-mad, money-hungry people get. That somehow they've convinced themselves that they're better than other people, that you're a lesser person. You should be subservient. You should be happy just to be in my presence. You know, and it always amazed me. You know, whether I don't give a damn if it's a Kobe Bryant. I don't care if it's a Harvey Weinstein. I don't care. I don't care if it's the President of the United States. I don't look at these people and do the ooh, ah thing. This is not a popularity game. And you don't win any prizes for being one of the people that voted most likely to what? I don't get it. I've never been impressed, no matter what people's wealth is, how much they think that they're so much better than other people. None of that has ever affected me whatsoever. I don't know. We seem to have created a culture that instead of living life, we're like living a reality TV show. You know, life is real. And then it turns out their reality shows are all rigged to begin with. They can't even fake real life. Moving on here from Harvey Weinstein. Kevin McDonald penned something recently. And this takes a little bit of moxie to go against the mainstream grain out there. Trump impeachment, and the question is a clash between America's competing elites. And he asked the question, is the Trump impeachment a Jewish coup? It's a dangerous question to even ask. The Christian news outlet, True News, was labeled as anti-Semitic conspiracy theory website and banned by the Jewish-dominated company YouTube for saying so. Jewish Telegraph Agency, December 10, 2019. True News has been deplatformed by PayPal for asserting that Jeffrey Epstein was running a Mossad honeypot operation designed to blackmail leading U.S. political figures. Oh, can't say that. But undeniably, they have taken very prominent, very public roles in impeachment. Most prominent are the two Congress critters who conducted the House hearings, Adam Schiff, chair of the House Intelligence Committee, and Jerry Nadler, chair of the House Judiciary Committee. Now, both Schiff and Nadler were named as prosecutors in a Senate trial, with Schiff designated as the lead prosecutor. How'd you like to have this character? Whoa. Both the Democratic counsels at the House hearings were Jews, Norm Eisen for the Judiciary Committee and Daniel Goldman for the Intelligence Committee. Several of the most prominent witnesses called by the Democrats were also Jewish, including Alexander Vindman and Gordon Sondland. Yeah, and we all remember Mr. Sondland's testimony. It wasn't worth the powder to blow it up with. He knew it, and so did the entire committee. Now, strikingly, all these legal scholars called by Nadler's committee, Noah Feldman of Harvard, Michael Gerhardt of the University of North Carolina, Pamela Garland of Stanford University, all Jewish, with a strong Jewish identity. The tell, three of the impeachment witness lawyers were Jewish, and it matters, by Ron Kemperis, Jewish Telegraphic Agency, December 6, 2019. Gerhard is a fellow at the Katz Center for Advanced Jewish Studies. University of Pennsylvania has been given several lectures on Judaism, ergo Jewish Lives in the American Constitution, Selected Stories, Ballin University Law School. Carlin is a self-described example of snarky bisexual Jewish women, and Feldman is the director of the Julius Rabinowitz Program on Jewish and Israeli Law at Harvard. In effect, here's what it comes down to. The impeachment is a project of the numerically dominant Jewish Democrat voting left, with the Jewish counsels for the Democrats questioning Jewish witnesses in House committees. Well, a little bit more on this on the other side of the break, folks, as I smell something going on here. Don't you? We'll be back.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news. mama may have. Papa may have.
All right, we are back. So, all these wonderful people, in effect, the impeachment is a project of the numerically dominant Jewish Democrat voting left. The only surprise that the Jewish role has been so public. In times past, Jews in many walks of life used WASP-sounding names to lessen public perceptions of their Jewishness. Why would you want to hide that? And non-Jews were often recruited to serve as window dressing in what were in fact Jewish-dominated movements, most notably the radical left in pre-1960s America. Well, I got news, folks. It's continuing today unabated. I believe this new blatant approach is a marker of Jewish power in 2020. America, Jews now feel confident enough that they can safely participate in such displays, knowing that their role will never be noted in a public debate. Gee, I wonder why. Indeed, it's quite possible the average white American watching the hearing genuinely sees the Jewish principles as nothing more than garden variety white folks. They often seem to have no Judar at all. And this is no accident, since the percentage of Americans who thinks the movie and television industries are pretty much run by the Jews in 2008 was 22%, compared to 50% in 1964, despite Jewish dominance remaining obvious to anybody who bothers to seriously inquire. Now, being afraid to notice ethnic realities or having been brainwashed into not noticing them are major factors in the power of what has to be described as America's new Jewish-dominated elite. Now, Donald Trump ran on a platform guaranteed to arouse the hatred of the elite. His immigration-related proposals and comments, Paris is no longer Paris. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. And his advocacy of non-interventionist foreign policy were red flags to establishment bent on massive immigration and endless wars in the Middle East to protect poor old Israel. His victory was a hostile takeover of the presidency, opposed by the entire spectrum of the elite political opinion. And that was right and left, folks, remember? From the far left to the non-conservative right, this including Conservatism, Inc., cheap labor, lobbyists like Paul Ryan. Funny, you haven't heard a lot about that guy since he left Congress. Trump's platform was populist to the core and essentially an end run around the elite opinion. Now, here's the question I have. Is what he just did with kissing Netanyahu's butt, does he think this is going to get him off the hook with the impeachment hearings? If he thinks that, I think he's seriously in error. And I think that's really, you know, right from the start, they wanted Hillary in there. Then you know that damn right well. But that didn't happen. And this tired old bag is making hints like she's been tempted to throw her hat in the race. Well, if we had an attorney general's office that was straight up and not compromised, maybe we would have had the Clinton questions coming into play here. And it's just been reported recently that she and Obama and some of his boys ripped off the Treasury for billions of dollars. Shenanigans. And when they do shenanigans, folks, it's expensive. Not for them. They're the game. We're the loser.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.